The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I am Jalen Jacoby.
Though?
We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
we
do?
Give the people what they want.
We have a huge game from the X Factor on the Nuggets. We have Shake Milton hitting a game winner, but we start with the late game, which was the Lakers and Anthony Davis going off for 42 points, 12 rebounds. Jalen, what did you see from AD?
I like LeBron being the OG at the park, just falling back and letting this young boy cook. And so for AD, it was like, I got a center guard me? Yeah, Rudy Gobert's defensive player in the year, but he shouldn't be able to guard me at the three line, drive by him. Shouldn't be able to guard me at the three line, step back, three-pointer, made, and one. It was his night. It was a terrific bounce-back performance after he struggled against the multiple defenders of the Toronto Raptors, but on paper, especially out on the floor in one-on-one situations, the Utah Jazz don't have the bodies that are either tall enough or agile enough to guard Anthony Davis. And once he got going, he was unstoppable at that point.
He really poses a matchup problem for most teams in the league. But Jalen, watching this game, it was good for the Lakers to get their second win in the bubble after they got dominated by the Raptors on Saturday. However, it was a little concerning. Like, if you look at the final score, it might seem like the Lakers were winning wire to wire, but this was pretty tight throughout against a shorthanded Jazz team. And something that I've always wondered through this bubble scenario is, all right, we know we're going to get from AD. We know we're going to get from LeBron. LeBron's coasting, by the way. We can talk about that later. But what are we going to get from the others? What are we going to get from Kuzma, Danny Green, KCP? And this is what we've gotten so far. Kuzma's had some moments, but he's also had some very questionable decisions on offense. KCP and Danny Green just haven't really done much this far. What do you think about that?
So first and foremost, don't start hedging your bet now. Don't start hedging your bet. You and a lot of multimedia personalities and fans knew once the Lakers got off the airplane that Avery Bradley was not going to be with the team. Don't let the first thing come out of your mouth like, oh, I'm concerned about the Lakers. So does that mean you're not picking them to win the West anymore?
Jalen, don't turn into this person. Don't turn into this person. What I'm saying is I watched the game last night. I don't like to stay up that late. And if you watch this, you go, oh, 42 from AD, that was great. But you know what? It was neck and neck throughout until about the end of the third quarter when they went on a big run with LeBron on the bench, by the way. Deion Waiters was a major contributor. But I will say that it wasn't a great win for the Lakers. It wasn't like a dominant, like, oh, they're back, they're great. Oh, this looks like the best team in basketball. That's not what they looked like last night against a shorthanded Jazz team without one of their key pieces in Bogdanovich. I'm not hedging anything. I'm picking the Lakers to win.
I agree. Simple as that. There you go.
I'm not hedging anything. I'm not going to go off. I'm going to watch the game and then analyze it. Like, I'm not just going to, like, change my opinion based on a Jazz game.
I'm just saying, like, I saw Caruso struggle a couple of games in the bubble, in particular defensively. Even though he's a really good athlete, he's been a step slow on a couple of assignments. Same with Kyle Kuzma. Both of those guys have been put in a lot of actions. Committed a couple of fouls that you don't want to see going forward. You want to see more from Danny Green, like you just said. KCP is going to be a big factor. But like I told you, when you look at the chessboard, the Lakers don't have a closing lineup. That's going to be their issue. The team that it's played the most together had only been 15 minutes this year. And that featured Caruso and Kuzma and KCP with AD and LeBron. Not even Danny Green or Kuzma or Bradley. That's why I feel like the Los Angeles Clippers are in pole position to win the West.
Well, Jalen, you and I are going to go back and forth about this Lakers-Clippers thing for the next 3 months, but we can both look at each other and be friends and admit this. It's very close. Like, it is very close between these two teams, and you know it. And I will also say this.
By the way, one team has LeBron James, and you know what happens if he gets going like he did against the Golden State Warriors in the finals? We let both teams in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. Then I agree with you. All bets are off.
And I'm glad you brought up LeBron, because what I've seen from LeBron, especially what I will see moving forward, is he's kind of coasting. He's been very deferential, especially in the first half. It just sort of feels like he's just passing, trying to get other people confident, trying to get other people the ball, because we know what we're going to get from LeBron in the playoffs. And even AD, he's kind of gone back and forth a little bit, but LeBron is coasting. He's coaching on the floor. And now that they have the number one seed locked up, I don't know what's going to happen now. Is he going to play less? It's really like he's just out there trying to get other people confident for the playoff run.
How about this? We're doing a television show on ESPN. This is my red carpet. So, of course, I'm going to get groomed. I'm going to look a lot different and a lot better right now than I am 2 hours after this show. Didn't you just say a couple of weeks ago that LeBron James had a gray beard and he's in a bubble? And he's not with his wife or his kids. He ain't tripping off these six games. They just got the number one seed. He like, AD here, Deion here. Mm-hmm. Y'all get going. Y'all get us to the postseason. And so, yeah, they're going to idle his minutes and his opportunities down to play and see if they could get more productivity from a lot of the guys you mentioned, not named Anthony Davis.
Exactly. And I think he'll spend more of his time instead of trying to win the game, which of course he's going to, but sort of trying to establish who is going to be that final closing five. Jalen, moving on. Yesterday, we had an appearance on the program from Godfather Jalen. Take a look.
This is a direct violation of the code. You must be summoned to see the Godfather immediately.
That's Jalen with a piece of paper in his cheek. And then we put it on social, and LeBron James retweeted you, Jalen Rose.
Oh, that's love.
King James retweeted you.
Big shout, LeBron, you know, in the bubble. And by the way, make sure you guys are voting. Make sure mail-in vote. If you're eligible to do it, it's going to count the same. Make sure you are voting.
Jalen, moving on to another big game in the Western Conference last night. It was Ja for Zion, the Pelicans against the Grizzlies, and we finally got a glimpse of the Zion that we all wanted to see. You'll never believe this. He played over 15 minutes, scored 23 points, got a bunch of boards, looked energetic, looked spry. All of those and us that were counting Zion out after those first couple games, he showed up last night. What do you think about Zion?
I always encourage young people to play sports because a lot of times it challenges you in a way, especially as an adolescent, that you don't get in your normal life. Sports teaches you how to deal with adversity and success, and how you handle it when either take place builds your character. And one of the things I saw from Zion until the second half of yesterday's game, Jacoby, he didn't have his confidence. When that game started, as a 6'8 player, Valanciunas was playing 5-10 feet off of him. You know what he didn't do? Think about shooting the ball. Like that didn't even cross his mind. That I don't care if it was a three. I don't care if it was 18. That did not cross his mind because his confidence wasn't there. And all of a sudden, he drove in a couple of times. He got a couple of blocked. He missed a couple in close. And they was going the other way with him. And then before you know it, he caught a lob. And then he got a layup. And he got an offensive rebound. And then he started feeling better about himself. He started feeling better about his rhythm. And started getting more energy plays. When they were backing off of him, he started to take up that space and attack. And that's who Zion needs to be. Somebody that plays with force on both ends of the floor.
Ja Morant didn't have a great night, neither did the Grizzlies. And if you look at the run at the eighth seed, we always thought it would be a race to see who got to play in against the Grizzlies. But now the Grizzlies are legit in trouble of losing that number eight spot. How do you see this playing out right now?
Well, here's the problem. There are three young squads, Kings, Pelicans, and Grizzlies. They would love to be in the playoffs. Yep. And that would say something for each of their organizations to make it because they each have young stars. And I'm putting De'Aaron Fox in that conversation because he's a blur and probably the fastest player in the league with the ball. But then you got the grizzled vets. Did you see Pop in the bubble? Like, that's grizzled. You know, you got DeMar DeRozan. He going to wake up tomorrow and get you 25. And then they're developing young talent and White and Murray and Lonnie Walker. So the Spurs are going to be there. And then all of a sudden, the Portland Trailblazers get Nurkic scoring over 30 and Melo hitting late threes. Yep. And we know what the Mama's Boys great. Backcourt can do. So if I had to pick based on where we are now, and my initial choice, Memphis, dropped their first three games, this is a true opportunity for the Portland Trailblazers, worst really case, is. To put themselves in a position for a play-in game. And then at that point, the bet would be, is Memphis able to win one game or is Portland able to win two games?
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. And right now, I hate to, but I have to compliment you. You always said that the X factor for the Denver Nuggets team would be Michael Porter Jr. because beginning the season, you really truly didn't know what you were going to get from him. Such a high ceiling, but such an injury-riddled past. Well, last night, you know what you got from him? 37 points and 12 rebounds. What did you see from Michael Porter Jr. last night?
So for those that don't follow the collegiate game as intimately as I do, what ended up happening for the Denver Nuggets is they fell right outside of the eighth spot. And they were able to roll the dice on a player that had injury issues in college and get a late lottery talent for a guy that could have went in the top three at worst if he was healthy. And when you start putting a team together, who's compatible with your best player? No team in the NBA plays like the Nuggets. You know why? Because they're the only squad that literally has their center always initiating the offense in Jokic. Yep. He had a 30-point triple-double, David Jacoby. A 30-point triple-double in that game. And so now, who's going to fit next to him? Okay, Bol Bol is developing. He's tall. He can block some shots. But Michael Porter Jr. has to be that gem because he's the guy that can shoot the three. He's the guy that can play mid-range. He can play half-court transition. Here's another thing he's going to do. He's going to cut off the ball. See, I never got these as a player because I wasn't quick, couldn't jump, and I always had the ball. But you play with Jokic, and you have great court sense like Michael Porter does, and all of a sudden he's sliding to the basket, Jacoby getting little layups, getting little floaters, and all of a sudden his confidence is going, and he burying jumpers. So I like what I saw, and that's the move. If somebody's going to upset one of the LA teams, I like what I saw from Houston. I know everybody gets really excited about these bubble games, and nobody loves Russ more than me, and James Harden is a fellow lefty. But there's a team that can beat one of the LA teams. It ain't the Rockets. It would be the Denver Nuggets if a team is able to do so.
Oh, I don't know. I really need to see Jamal Murray out there playing. You know what I mean? I really need to see Jamal Murray. I need to see Harris. I need Barton. Like, if they're at full strength, I would agree with you. But based on what I've seen thus far, I just need to see Murray out there. He's such a key part of what they do. There's so much more to discuss, not just from the bubble, but from the world of sports. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss. It's time for Keep It Moving.
Tang!
If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. We start with TCU, where the head football coach is in big trouble. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
Head football coach Gary Patterson used the N-word when sort of repeating the N-word that one of his players used. He has apologized. Jalen, what do you think of all this?
I think that he should know in a position of leadership and as an adult that lives in the United States of America, in particular with the climate that we're dealing with right now, that this behavior is utterly unacceptable. And to the people in power who don't look like me, probably get a slap on the wrist. He'd probably get a fine or things of that nature. But if people that look like me were in power when things like this happen, I think they would be dealt with a little harsher. And so I applaud the situation for allowing us to be able to discuss it and not necessarily brush it under the rug. But I want to see how his players handle it. That's what I want to see. And Jacoby, he may not be the only one. Stay tuned. I'm hearing that there possibly another Division I coach who's been disciplined for this type of behavior as well. Stay tuned.
You gonna say their name? You gonna say their name?
Stay tuned.
We will stay tuned. I will also say this, that for people that look like me, I don't care if you're repeating a rap lyric or if you're quoting what somebody said, just don't put those syllables together. It's that simple. Just do not do it in the shower when you're singing along to Drake. Don't do it by yourself. Don't do it in a crowd. Don't do it around just white people. Don't do it around a diverse crowd. Just do not do it. It's not hard. Moving on. The Seahawks are eyeing a potential all-pro wide receiver. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I think AB stay more in line with the Ravens because his cousin is there. But I think the upside in Seattle is better. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
You would never believe how the Broncos enter the practice field. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Take a look at this. They've got like a full-on car wash thing going on where they get sprayed down by sanitizer. I'm all for safety protocols. I'm all for it. Even if it helps a little tiny bit, I'm for it. But this doesn't seem to be the most effective way to keep COVID-19 out of the locker room. Jalen, your thoughts?
It's a safety measure, and we got to applaud it. And anybody that's followed this show over the last 10 years, you know I'm somebody that talks a lot about hygiene and about people coming in and out of places and not washing their hands, and another person on this show playing basketball and not taking showers afterwards and then not taking a shower the next day. So I applaud these measures.
I haven't showered for 2 days. Moving on. Derek Jeter has a odd explanation for the Marlins COVID-19 outbreak. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
This is going to continue to happen. We see it with the Cardinals right now. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. Keep moving. We keep it moving.
TJ Warren did it again.
CC is his nickname.
Don't you dare keep moving on this one. I'm going to say hit the brakes. I'm going to say hit the brakes. He had 34-11. He's averaging like 42 points in the bubble. I love TJ Warren so much.
He been getting buckets since he was 2.
Fact. Jalen, Dana White had an update on Conor McGregor's next fight. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Conor not fighting this year. I know that. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. Okay. We keep it moving.
Katie Ledecky did something amazing in a pool.
Hit the brakes. I like amazing things.
Katie Ledecky, gold medalist, she decided for some reason to put a glass of chocolate milk on her head while using a snorkel and swim the length of the pool without spilling a drop of chocolate milk. My question for you is not, can you do this? My question for you is, could you confidently swim the length of the pool?
Yeah, I can swim the length of the pool.
I'm not saying doggy you can't paddle. Swim.
I'll part flop. I'll get to the other side. It wouldn't be that smooth. You couldn't put anything on me and not expect it to fall. But her balance and her discipline and being able to swim without spilling the milk, that is like there are people that couldn't walk that far without spilling it, let alone swim in a pool.
If I find out that this is a paid advertisement by chocolate milk intended to make people like us put it on the program, I'm going to be so mad. So mad. Finally, I have an update on your Detroit Pistons. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
J. Cole, Master P said J. Cole is working out to get into the NBA, and the Pistons heard about this and said, hey, we love to offer people opportunities, and they offered him a tryout. Jalen, how desperate and embarrassing is it that the Pistons are going to offer J. Cole a tryout. Come on. We all know the Pistons are bad. They're so bad they want J. Cole to come try out. Oh, gosh.
Shout out to the OG Master P and my nephew, Romeo. They do a terrific job of always having some great business and opportunities and the entrepreneurial spirit. J. Cole got game. You seen working out with Chris Brinkley in LA, in New York City, coming off screens, doing flares. You think you got more game than J. Cole? Is that what I'm hearing? Do you think you can beat J. Cole in basketball while he's rocking his Pumas? That's- I don't think so. Do you think you can beat him in one-on-one?
Jalen, I can barely beat my 7-year-old son at one-on-one. I'm not saying I can beat J. Cole. I'm saying J. Cole is not going to be an NBA player. While he is a great basketball player.
Why are you saying
player.
That? Why are you? The shoe is
okay,
called
how
Dreamer.
About this? How about this? We'll see if he's in the NBA next year. We'll see.
Master P hooped and played a couple of games.
He did not play a single regular season game.
There are a lot of levels to this, Jacoby. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your Pistons are so trash. When we come back, Shake Milton Redemption happened last
shake
night.
Your
and I love
pants.
It. We'll show it to
shake,
you.
Shake, 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 shake.
Can't call on the Pistons. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, last time we saw Shake Milton, he was not playing well. He was arguing with Joel Embiid. He was interjected into the starting lineup, though not really performing well. It was a problem. But Jalen, what happened last night with Shake Milton?
New Edition taught us growing up can be a pain. A young fella in the league trying to figure it out, playing with two perennial all-stars. They're required to play better in the postseason than they did in the regular season. But if he does not make that shot, things look a lot different. So I'm happy for the young fella stepping up when his team needed him the most, especially on a broken play.
Shake Milton hitting a game-winning shot to turn the tide for the 76ers in the bubble. And we have another game. The Raptors just keep rolling. They keep rolling, taking out Titan after Titan. Last night, it was the Heat, and they were powered by Van Vliet. What do you think of Van Vliet's career high?
I think Masai Ujiri, the only black president in the NBA, did a terrific job of creating a team that has an identity. They're not all name brand, but Fred Van Vliet, Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, the resurgence of Marc Gasol, as well as Serge Ibaka, guys that are grizzled vets, along with the guy that's been there the longest, Kyle Lowry, the defending world champions that had a better record this year without Kawhi Leonard.
We'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. with more NBA to break down. Make sure you listen to our podcast, subscribe to it. Dan Le Batard and Highly Questionable.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always have to give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content. We've had trouble. We've had time crunches, tech problems, but today we got plenty of time for podcast exclusive. I just saw you looking at your phone and you made a face. Then you said, let's start the pod with that. Jalen, what do you got?
New couple alert. Two people that I like a lot. Would you like to know the woman or would you like them to know the man first? They're public figures.
You know, we always celebrate power couples here. We always celebrate
we do.
Power couples.
And that's why we start the show with this. Exactly.
We also always we're show serious with journalists. This. Serious journalists. So Jalen, I want to know how you know they're a couple, where they are in the process of being a couple. Are they married? Are they Instagram official? Or maybe they just got photos together. I do want to know the female first.
So when both of you guys are public figures, there's stages to this. Because before you bring in the world, you want to make sure it's legitimate. You don't want to go on your first date and then put that on IG. You don't want to do your first text or your first FaceTime and put that on Twitter. Because as public figures, you want to protect each other's image. You want to protect each other's circumstances as you continue to grow and see if something may have staying power. So now once you find out, we find out, they feel really good about their union. And the people are the hilarious Tiffany Haddish, mm-hmm. and a gentleman that spits Bars. He's been on this show multiple times. Actually, he wrote a book and he was gracious enough to sign one to me. Common. There are a couple. Common and Tiffany Haddish are officially dating for public consumption.
Congratulations to them. We always celebrate power couples. Jalen, a plane crashed during takeoff because there was too much drugs on it. Apparently it was a smuggling plane. They packed it with too many drugs and then it crashed. Come on now. Like,
true story. And we need to bring on my brother Jeezy. You got a chance to meet him. You know we family. He just had his 15th anniversary of his first album. I got the plaque hanging up right now in this room. It's like three things hanging up, and that's one of them. The reason why I bring this up is some of the greatest cocaine movies of all time. I'm not going to even start trying to list over five of them because people are going to say, what about that one? But you know, The Godfather, Scarface, whatever. One of the classics that I had not seen yet, that I was at Young's crib, shout to Slick Puller and the rest of the crew that was in and out. Trey Songz came through as well. And the movie that we were watching, like it was, like we were watching Menace to Society, was Cocaine Cowboys. And in that movie, Jacoby, there are so many instances where that could have taken place. And for a movie like that, the way it's shot, what they did not show you, if you do a little more history, there are tons of times where that actually happened. So as you teed up the question, maybe I didn't do a good job of listening. Please tell me where this plane was when this happened.
I know you don't listen to me because I've said this, I don't know, literally 500, 600 times in the show. I don't like follow-up questions, dog. You think I'm reading these articles or just the headlines? You think I got all the information? You think I got the names of the people or what kind of drugs they were or where it was in the planet? I don't have any of that information. I read the headline. It was in the Google Doc.
And can I say another thing?
What you had to say about it?
Since we're talking about airplanes, I got to tell you.
No.
I did a little bit of travel.
About going to bathroom in first class again.
No. Shout to my grandmother, Mary Bell Hicks, who just turned 103 years old.
Yeah.
I'm flying there to see her in a couple of days. So yeah. I've been traveling slightly, still socially distancing, trying to do my best to wear a mask as much as possible, even though it break out my face and my breath stink. I'm going to do it because I want to keep myself and people around me safe. You know, one of the frustrating things that I noticed about traveling, and this is why I'm going to speak into a microphone and say to all of the people who feel a little apprehensive about traveling, I'm going to tell you something. Those fears could be realized because all people aren't traveling safe. There were so many people, Jacoby, that had to be told to put on their mask, that had to be told to socially distance. I seen people arguing with people telling them to wear a mask at the airport on the plane.
I don't understand it. It's
arguing.
I saw like this list. It was like someone, it was a sticker of the American flag and it had like a bunch of slogans on it, like Black Lives Matter and like equality. And one of the slogans, this is where we are in summer 2020. One of the slogans was science is real. I was like, wait a second. I was like, whoa. That's where we're at right now. Science is real. Like that's up for debate. I mean, even Black Lives Matter being up for debate is just absolutely insane to me. And it's more nuanced than that, but science is real. Science, like people need to be told science. We need to put signs up to say science is real.
That's why it's important to continue to create a level of awareness and to not lose sight of what's happening right now. And they're taking place concurrent. The way we see the numbers of Americans affected by the coronavirus, approximately 150,000. And then the death tolls,
So 150,000 dying and maybe 5 million or whatever contracting it. What I will say is, while that is taking place, and by the way, I want to send prayers and condolences to all of those families affected directly or indirectly. We work in sports, and we sometimes talk about, 17 Marlins got it, or 4 Cardinals have it. And all of a sudden, like, they're just going to snap back, not have any lingering effects. That's not how this works. There are multiple people who have had it that have lingering effects.
Let me tell you something else, though, is my family is one of those families that was affected. My grandmother-in-law, my wife's grandmother, passed away in a nursing home in Queens to COVID-19. However, does not get recorded as a COVID-19 death. Doesn't get reported as a COVID-19 death. We looked up the numbers of her nursing home. They said 3 people died from COVID in that nursing home. And listen, they're great people at that nursing home. They took care of my grandma better than any nursing home that we've had her in for the past 5 years. But let me tell you something. They are misreporting these deaths, you know? And when you say 150,000 people died from COVID, those are the ones that got tabulated. Those are the ones that got counted. And when you say, you know, certain number of million people have it, those are the ones that went to the hospital and got recognized as having it. Because in my phone, there's a dozen people that got it, but just wrote it out at home, because at the time hospitals were getting packed with people that needed the space and needed the beds and needed the care. And they didn't. They just stayed at home and through TLC nursed themselves back. So I think that's one thing that people always need to remember when we talk about the number of people that passed or the number of people that were infected with COVID, is those, the real numbers are much more than what's been reported. But continue, Mr.
Well, how about this? Much more than they reported. 40% of the people who tested positive didn't have symptoms. And then there are a whole host of other people right now who have it that don't show symptoms and haven't been tested. So for Major League Baseball and or the NFL, to think they're about to be traveling from city to city and get to a World Series champion or to a Super Bowl without somebody being seriously affected, I just think that's short-sighted. It's unrealistic. You're putting people's health in jeopardy, man.
I don't see how this works.
I just want everybody out there to stay safe and vote. Make sure you vote. Mail-in vote. Do whatever you got to do. Make sure you vote.
I made sure I was registered twice. Just had to double-check to make sure I was registered. I'm not letting November come and me not vote. I can't do that. Jalen, we always say we give to people what they want. Part of that is voicemails. We got voicemails today. We've been slacking on the voicemails. Can't go backwards in time. Can only move forward. What's the number, Jalen?
985-80-JALEN.
985-80-JALEN is the number to call. Call that number right now. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, though? This is Kyle from Oceanside. I was wondering, since David Jacoby always needs to do research before he does anything, if you do a little research and let us know what his top 10 rap artists are. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
I mean, shout to Oceanside, which definitely sounds like a fictional town that, like, the high school that the sitcom is based on goes to, you know, like Bayside. You didn't say Oceanside, Maryland? Like, where is Oceanside? California? I'm sure there's got to be a lot of Oceansides. I bet every coastal state has an Oceanside. Big shout to all those people that live by the beach. But that sounds like a lot of work. And you made two distinctions. You said artists and you said groups, because those are two distinctions, you know? Two big distinctions, and that does sound like a lot of work. But one thing I do know is when I go off the top of head and make lists, I leave people out. Sorry, Raptors fans. When I decided the Eastern Conference playoffs, I left the Raptors out. That was not intentional. That was honestly not intentional. I think I had the Pistons in or something. It's obviously not intentional. But I will also say this is, it's so hard to do. But you remember when we did the bracket of the rap groups? That was like one of our first hits. When we did that, we had a website. You could go vote on it. Like, that was, if we did, we updated it every week.
Oof, we need to go back to that. Days. We still need to do our comedy
We need to do the comedy.
When do we do the comedy, though? Like, when, though?
Our
you know
show.
What I mean?
I need to be on TV.
We need to do it for, like, the pod.
ASAP?
Nah, man. You can't do it in the middle of the bubble. Can't be like, hey, by the way, we're gonna talk about
It can be 2 minutes in a show, man. We got.
I know what to
moving.
Do.
We
I got an idea. Do, I got an idea. I got an
we
idea.
We can't just only do it on the pod and ignore it on the TV show.
No, we'll promote it on the TV show and really do it on the pod. That's how you do it.
There you go.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Appreciate the call from Oceanside. We got another voicemail. Don't forget, call 985-80 Jalen Leavis voicemails. We'll put them on the show just like this.
What up, Jalen Jacoby? It's your boy Christopher Kidd out of Seattle. Last time I called, I wanted to ask Jalen about what are the top 10 strip clubs, and if Tootsie's in that conversation. Jalen with the plug said absolutely. I'm going to be in Houston next year for a convention. And I wanted to know, Jalen, what are the top three gentlemen clubs in Houston? Please give me the plug. That way in 2021, me and my bros know where to pull up. All right, peace.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Each person that has taken their time to watch our show on TV, listen to our podcast, call our show, support us over the last 10 years, we're forever grateful. We appreciate you. We're nothing without you. And unlike Jacoby, I'm going to actually try to answer a question and not dance around.
Oh, hold up. So I'm the one between the two of us that doesn't directly answer questions. So I just want to get this clear.
Well, somebody called in. You said you wanted to take voicemails. So We took voicemails. A caller specifically asked David Jacoby to give him some list of rap groups and or rap artists. You named a grand total of none.
Well, obviously you didn't listen because he said do some research and then. But continue with Christopher's question.
And what I was saying is I'm not going to do you like that, Christopher. I'm not going to not answer the question and not name anything like David Jacoby. I actually have a strong opinion and don't worry about expressing it all of the time. I'm not ducking from not saying Tupac was in the not top 10 of my groups. My rappers. With that being said, I haven't been to Houston in a while. I can make a couple of calls, a couple of texts, and update you on this. But
so you're not going to answer what I the will question say, after all that.
What I will say is I remember having an amazing gentleman's club, the GC. Looked like the Taj Mahal. You know, you pull up. You walk in like on the right hand side. You walk in, it's like it's great couches and great chairs and great kitchen. It's the equivalent of any 5-star restaurant you would go to. It had a steak. It was awesome. I would say go there. And it's really dark. It's dim. It's big. And depending on how much money you want to spend and whoever with you, you could be. You know, stage side, you could be on low in the corner. So I would suggest that, but I'll get back to you on Houston. Now, you said Atlanta. Did I hear the words Atlanta?
No, you did not. You're making that up.
Oh, okay. Now, if this was Atlanta, I'll have a different answer. And I will have, like, Harris 1, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And by the way, this is like video games now. Remember you used to play video games and it wasn't current? So like a guy be hurt in real life, but he's still balling on the game, or players didn't really get tired. Well, now that's more realistic. And so I'll give you an updated running list as of August 1st, 2020. Free
Things
of charge.
Change. Things change over time. Last time I was in Houston, I went to a place called Treasures. And
there it is. That's it became, the other one.
It became evident early that their clientele was a lot more Jalen Rose than David Jacoby. And I don't mean skin tone. I mean spending power. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I'll get a $20 dance. And they're like, oh, no. Like, nah. They're like, nah. They're like, we do those, but like no one does those. I was like, okay.
This is the Smitty and Hoppy version of the show. When I tell you what Jacoby really wants to say. So basically what he means is this. You normally go into an adult entertainment establishment, and if you're David Jacoby at Magic City, that 20 goes a lot further than it does at Treasures. Because one is the Taj Mahal and one is not. And so you're paying the mortgage, you're paying for the kitchen, you're paying for the chairs, you're paying for the infrastructure, you're paying for the 15,000 people you got to tip before you actually sit down. So that's what you're paying for. So I understand, David Jacoby, you go in there and you think you're going to spend $80 and somebody about to come sit with you for 2 hours. It ain't going down like that.
I'm retired, but I don't do the like let's go to the back room thing. Yeah, like I'm good right here. Like I'm not going. I don't want to like give my fingerprint to somebody and sign a contract and like and, you know, give my credit card over.
Do you have an ID
with that too? $50. So here's our champagne menu. It's like, I don't even like champagne. Here's $20. Like going into the VIP, I keep moving.
I agree with you. Going into a VIP, it seemed like you was buying a car. There's like so many things you gotta have.
Yeah, you gotta talk to different people. It is like buying a car. Anyone who's bought a car knows. There's the first person you talk to, and they bring you into the money person, and they're like, oh, you need this insurance or whatever. You're just like, why don't I just go to three different offices now?
Right. Like, one person selling you the car, but they gotta like work with like five other people to get you out of there.
Yeah, the lender, and then they come back. And then the whole thing, like, oh, let me go talk to the manager. And they walk away and then like use the bathroom and then come back.
Oh, and you
like,
left off the most important thing. You left out the most important thing. Each of them, you left off the most important thing. You left off the hookup. Each of them make you feel like that they're hooking you up. Like you're getting the sticker on the car, I'm hooking you up. I'm going to make sure it's cheaper. When you're at the spot, this would normally cost you this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. The bottle would normally cost you this. But because of me, I'm going to make sure it's cheaper.
Yes, of course. It's like a jeweler. I'm renting a car because the family's out of the city, so I have to drive back and forth. I'm renting a car. And last time I went to rent this exact same location, I had the schedule to pick up the car at 3 o'clock. I get there at 3:05. They close at 3. I'm like, you told me to come at 3. You can't close at 3 at the same time. So I was supposed to pick it up at 3 o'clock yesterday, same location. And I was like, I need to make sure that I can get it. I want to make sure they're going to be open past 3 o'clock, right? So I call, and of course you can't call the location. You have to call like the customer service number for the whole company.
Correct.
Wait 20 minutes online. Yeah, wait 20 minutes speaking with somebody. You can hear the other people in the background picking up phone calls too when you're talking to the customer service lady. She's like, all right. She's like, okay, I called and they didn't answer, but I'm not allowed to do this. I'm going to hook you up. I'm not allowed to do this. I'm going to give you the manager of that location's cell phone number. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you just call it then? Like, why don't you just do that? You don't have to break the rules for me. So she's like, you ready? You ready? You writing this down? I write it down. It wasn't a New York City area code. I was like, all right, cool. I call. They pick up. I'm like, hey, is this such a rental car? They're like, yeah, like we're open until, I was like, all right, what time are you guys open until? Like, we're open until midnight. I was like, cool. This is the one on blah, blah, blah street in New York. They're like, nah, this is Manchester, New Hampshire. And then I just hung up. Like, you know what? But don't, I'm not allowed to do this. I'm not supposed to hook you up. I'm not
supposed
to do this.
I got your
cell phone, the manager of our branch in Manchester, New Hampshire. So if you're ever in Manchester, New Hampshire, I got the plug. If you need yourself a minivan, I got you. Oh, man. And Christopher Kidd, you know what? I appreciate his confidence because he's going to Houston in 2021 and he wants to know 3 strip clubs that he can visit because, Jay, I don't know if I'm going to a strip club without the vaccine. I don't know if I'm going without the vaccine. You know what I mean? Like that's a super spreader event. Gentlemen's clubs are super spreader events.
I agree with you, but we're also here to entertain. So let me get off a couple of jokes. I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. So somebody might take what I say. Oh, he said this. I'm saying I agree with you. But you know, there are certain people that are put in position to break down certain barriers. And how's Lil Will doing these days? He all right?
Oh, Lil Will playing. Lil Will free. We don't need to stay free. So he's anymore. Free? He's playing. He's back.
He's free?
He's back.
Okay,
he's
good.
Free.
So he survived, right? He's good?
Well, Jalen. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He's good?
Yeah, he's good.
He got his wings and he back hooping,
he got
right?
His wings.
Back okay, hooping. Cool. Okay. So I feel better. I feel better.
But let me say this, they were tracking the Marlins. Turns out that before the Marlins went to Philadelphia, they had a little series in Atlanta. And there's some rumors that maybe some of the Marlins went out to the lobby bar, maybe went out to another bar. No one mentioned a gentleman's club, but it was that exact behavior that Lou Will did that kind of blew up MLB a little bit. Not that the Cardinals cases are related to these cases, but still.
Anytime you leave out of the house, you're in jeopardy. Perhaps. So people, if you're on a road, people are going to go to restaurants. It's going to happen. On a road, people are going to go to restaurants. It's going to happen. Period.
So I got a question for you. And this is, I'm going to get in trouble now. I'm going to get me in trouble. You should probably end the pod right now, but I got a question for you.
Yes.
So I'm in the city all day, every day. So I walk past a lot of people, right? I see a lot of faces. And I evaluate people based on how they look, whether or not they got COVID. I consider certain people high risk and certain people not. Because you know, like the dude with the disposable dirty mask. You know the disposable mask? It's all brown and dirty. And he's got it around his chin. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't know. Like, you know what? 6 feet is not gonna be enough for this one.
I got a term for you. I got a better term for you to run with on that one. They look like super spreaders.
Super spreaders.
That's what they are.
Early on during the pandemic, it was like I had to get out of the house. I went for a jog. And There's a young lady in my neighborhood that I see a lot, and she's not in her house very often. And I was running down the block, going on a jog, and right as I was about to pass her 6 feet away from her, she straight up spit in my path. And I was already, I couldn't stop and go around it, nothing. I just kind of like, you know, when do you be going past people and not breathing? Like, that's going to help. I do that all the time.
I do that. So I turn like,
oh.
my head.
I was like, oh, I'll fix this. Yeah.
All that.
If you know anything about the science, it doesn't make any sense. But like, why not?
It means something in my mind.
I remember.
So that's matter.
I was going to tell my wife that it happened. And I was like, I'm not even going to tell my wife that story. Because she goes, she's not
going to. No, because she's going to want to go down there and approach.
Yeah. So she's not going to.
She did. What?
You know, like, I'll be sleeping on the stoop. You know what I mean? She's like, no, you can't come in the house. I don't want you to give COVID to the kids. Oh, man, I remember that day. Jalen, do you think you at some point had COVID?
I've never felt any effects. I've done an amazing job of limiting my travel, my exposure to fans and friends and family. I would say no. I don't believe that I've had it.
I tested negative. My daughter had a 102.8-degree fever a couple Mondays ago. Right now, in the middle of a pandemic, I was like, oh, God.
So we got tested around you guys. I've been around
you guys. Those 3 days of waiting for the test results, man, we need to get immediate results like a pregnancy test. We need immediate results because, man.
Agreed.
Those 3 days, like, I don't go anywhere. Because I feel like if I'm exposed to somebody with symptoms, like, I'm not going to hang out with my buddies or go golfing with my friend or even, like, you know, do a social distancing hang. But once you find out you're negative, good money. Found out I was negative last week. But who knows now? Who knows? I know I'm not going to get spit on.
But here's the thing about those tests. Right after you got tests, you could have got it.
Exactly. The delay is
3 days to get the results.
My son got tested 10 days to get the results.
Correct.
Like, what's the point? What's the point at that point?
By the time you get the results, you done already made moves.
Guess what? 2 weeks ago, you didn't have it. Cool. Should I get another test? See if I have it now. 2 weeks, you can find out 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Yeah, but somehow the NBA players, they got the quick turnaround test. The bubble
because
safe, man.
Those games involve a betting line, and always follow the money.
The bubble safe. The NBA is doing a great job, and if they identify somebody that has it, I believe that they will find out, contact trace, and follow up. It'd be a shame if it really took out a team, though. You know what I mean? If you lose like 3-4 players on one team, that'd be a shame. That could change the course of history. Jalen, we got time for one more voicemail. We want to give the people a little extra today because we've been slacking on the podcast exclusive.
What up, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Isaac from El Paso in the 915. This is my second call. First time I called, I was on the radio, so hopefully I can keep my streak going. I just have a question. Now that we have this post, or now that we're in this epidemic here, and restaurants are temporarily closed, I'm afraid that we're going to go a lot less of handling cash. What's going to happen, Jalen, when you have to tip? Are you going to do Venmo? Are you still going to be able to tip when you go into your special spots? People got to know. Shout out to my friend Smiley, who's also listening to the podcast. You guys are the best. Later.
Thank you for the love. We appreciate the call and for rocking with us since the radio days. That's 2015. So we appreciate the love. Big shout to Smiley. Tipping is easy. It's really easy. And one of the things I like to do is give the person the money so the rest of the people can't see it. I'm not one of those people that like wave the money in the air and then give it to the person so that everybody see me give it to the person. That kind of takes it away, the discreetness of the person you give it to, in my opinion.
Oh, I disagree. We'll talk about it a second. Go.
Well, you just selfish. So you like, hey, everybody look at me,
no,
tip this
let me
person.
Explain.
Okay.
No. You want me to explain
and
your thing?
So what I've done, because I've still been able to go to a couple of restaurants and whatnot, socially distancing clearly, I just still give them the tip.
They're hand still taking hand. It.
Hand to hand.
They still they looking doing. At you the same way I judge. They look at you like, he don't got it. He's rich. Look at that. Look at that.
Well,
half moon
season. I'm going to tell you.
he don't got it.
No, here's what it is. They ain't looking at me. They looking at the money.
Like Benjamin Franklin,
you
know, ain't got it.
And,
he's dead.
And all I know is this. You, none of us want to catch coronavirus, but if you walk down the street and you see $100 bill on the ground, you're going to pick it up.
So here's one thing I do with tipping, because you do the big tips. I do the, like, at Starbucks, I give them a couple dollars, but I make sure that you see me put a couple dollars in the chip jar. Like, I'm going to wait until you
That's
turn
just-
around to do it. You know what I mean? Because I need the credit. I'm not just blasting a tip.
See?
While you turn around, like, while you're turning around making my drink or whatever, I'm not just going to put the $2 in then. I need to wait until you turn around so you see me give you the tip.
I got to tell you, a secret,
like,
dog.
I need the credit for that. I need the credit for that.
I got to tell you a secret. See, here's why I learned the tip. Because for so long before I played in the league, I worked in the service industry. And I had so many jobs. That whether it was shoveling grass, cutting grass, shoveling snow, washing people's cars, carrying bags to the car from the market, pumping gas, delivering newspapers. I could name 50 of those jobs that I've had. And I've learned something about public service and being tipped and how to be tipped. And so I knew if I was charging people $6 to cut their front lawn, you're going to get a lot of times you may or may not have a single. So I might end up with a 10. That's a built-in $4 tip, possibly, if I do a great job. And do the front and back, you charge 12. So I could, worst case, build in getting 15 as the tip. And what I want to teach you, sir, is the people that work in public service that have the cup there, they know how much money is in there. But when people come and go, they know. You think they don't know? The person that put a 5 in there or 20 in there, just like they know the person that didn't put nothing in there. So they following you the next time you come in.
They know my name.
They know
Starbucks.
What's there.
I walk in there like, David, here you go. You want a bag with that? It's great. Because I give them $2.
They know what's in there. They know the people. They know, oh, right now it's empty. So therefore, I'm going to take the $30 out of there and leave a couple of pieces of change and leave like 3 ugly looking dollars in there. So then track somebody to tip me.
I love the bathroom attendant who always like puts the 20 on top. You know what I mean? Who always like puts a big bill on top or like takes
a $5.
Yeah,
make you think about it. Yeah, make you think about it.
No, I don't you know? Mean, I pay $20 to put a
like
squirt
there is,
of soap in my hand.
He's showing you that there is somebody. He's showing you that there is somebody to pay me $20 for this, you know? And, or by the way, they couldn't, that could be his own money. That's just the illusion. That's the game.
Oh, it is his own money. It is. I've seen him set up before. And it, but they got one where they like tape it to the side, so you see the five and think about it. Like, no, dog, you just squirted. You gave me a hand towel, and you squirted a little soap in my hand.
On the pod, I want to give a big shout to JRLA supporter and my fellow Michigan Wolverine alum, my little brother Jamal Crawford, who started playing basketball in the bubble with the Nets, made a bucket, then unfortunately needed to leave the game with a hamstring injury. So at this point of his career, as somebody that's played on around 20 seasons and was out all year and finally got a chance to come back and perform, it hurts my heart to see my little brother get a bucket and then leave the game with a hamstring injury. So I'm definitely about to reach out to him when we're done with the show.
And you know the Nets ain't going to be around long enough for him to rehab that and get back. Like Rondo could get back. Rondo could get back, you know, like he could get back for the finals, the conference finals, something like that. But something tells me the Nets are not going to make a deep run in the playoffs. But I do love Jared Allen and Jamal Crawford. Man, I hope this isn't the last time we see him with Jerry West on his chest. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Make sure you check out our clip yesterday when the Godfather joined the show to free Lou Will. Classic material. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.